As if to cover up for the blundering of their companion, the two other soldiers walked round the back of the Vardo. It was a square caravan, with small curtained windows cut into the sides. Brightly painted shutters and gaily stenciled flowers decorated the movable home. Pots and pans hung from a rack nailed over the back door. Trunks were lashed to the roof. A guitar and a zither dangled from velvet ropes tied to a thick brass railing. Inside, when the men opened the door, they saw stacks of fat, lumpy cushions, boxes of open foodstuff, and a pile of filthy rags they never even recognized as a wardrobe. Crumpled in a ball in a corner, partly hidden behind a curtain of glass beads, was a child.